Migration of Israelites. Pharaoh's followers' revolt and oppression increased day by day, and reached to an extent that they neglected the heavenly verses informing people of divine rage, and they were not advised by them. So they remained in their ignorance and considered to be of the misled. Every day they increased pressure to bother the Israelites, who have by then become harassed and out of patience. At such circumstances, God commanded Moses to leave Egypt along with Israelites overnight and emigrate to Palestine. Moses gathered all his followers and they started their journey towards Palestine. The Pharaoh's agents understood this before Moses and his followers could move too far away. So one of the agents rushed to Pharaoh's palace and told him, "May your majesty live long. Moses and his followers have run away from the town." Pharaoh said, "When and where to?" The soldier said, "I have no idea, your highness, but no one of them has remained in the city. They are all gone." Pharaoh said angrily, "Go after them and capture them all." "Sure, your majesty," said the soldier. Pharaoh said, "Now prepare an army as soon as possible and follow them immediately. They can't have gone a long way." At the same time, the Israelites who were on the way to Palestine reached the seashore and had to stop. The Pharaoh's army, having found Israelites' trace, were approaching them until a man from Israelites saw them and said, "Look, look, Pharaoh's army, they are coming after us. They're approaching." "Pharaoh's army is approaching now. You, Moses, what happened to your promises? If they capture us, they will definitely kill us all." Moses replied, "Never become disappointed from God's mercy. My God, in you shall we trust." At this time, God sent him a revelation. "Let your stick touch the seawater, Moses." Moses brought down his stick on the seawater, and suddenly the seawater was divided into two parts, each of which seemed to be like a great mountain, and the path to pass through the sea appeared for them in God's will. Moses and Israelites stepped on this way and crossed the sea quite safely. When Pharaoh and his followers, who were still chasing Moses and Israelites, reached the sea, Pharaoh said, "My great army, we should follow them. We mustn't let them run away. Now move ahead." But as soon as they stepped on the way opened through the sea, a surprising thing happened. A soldier shouted, "Look, look at the sea and its water. The ditch's water walls are collapsing. We will surely drown in the water. Oh, help, help." But no one could help them then. Pharaoh desperately shouted, "Oh, get out of water, help. I have now believed, I have believed that there is no God except the unique great God of Israelites." But it was too late. The seawater came down on Pharaoh and his army, and they were all drowned. Yes, it was too late, and Pharaoh's belief in God had no use for him anymore, because he confessed to believe in God and his power just at the time when the divine torture had come down and trapped him. And this was the story of how Pharaoh's and his followers' lives came to an end, in the middle of the sea and among its roaring waves. Then in the Almighty's will, the dead body of rebellious Pharaoh was thrown to the seashore so that it would be an obvious example for the people who were still rejecting the unique God. After being relieved from Pharaoh and his followers, Israelites thanked the great God with a heart full of joy. They were passing the lifeless corpse of Pharaoh happily and were glad that those rebellious people finally received the punishment of their evil deeds. So with a strong confidence, they continued their journey until they arrived in a land where they decided to rest for a while. One of them said, "It's good to rest here for a while." The other one said, "Yes, let's stop in this village." "My brother, look over there."
"Where?"
"Look there. Those people are of idolaters."
"Oh, Moses, look! These people are worshipping idols."
"We used to worship idols too. Moses, you had better set a god for us too." The first man added, "Yes, yes, like these people who have a god to worship, bring an idol for us to worship." Moses angrily replied,
"What foolish people you are! Are you turning away from the God who has treated you with that much kindness? Did you forget the God who has changed your miserable state to a blissful and honorable one? It is mere foolishness to leave the great God and instead show submission to a lifeless and inanimate idol, or be its subject and bow to it."
One of the men said, "But idolatry was our religion in the past too." Moses replied, "Did you not see what happened to Pharaoh? Didn't you take a lesson from his fate? And were you not suffering from hard and severe torments in the past? You should have been guided to the right path by now." Then Moses reminded them of all that had happened to them. He started to reproach them for what they were asking for. People, feeling quite ashamed of their deed, admitted to be wrong again and continued their journey, while they were still remorseful of what they had requested.